its own mind, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb. Raw mind, sports show. Raw mind, sports show. With prime time, let's go. Raw mind, sports show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, what's on my mind? Episode, week 11 episode, but the week 11 episode I want to discuss right now is three teams I feel like they can't be stopped in the NFL. No matter what defense you throw at them, no matter who is in front of them, can they be stopped? The three teams I'm going to talk about right here on my mind, Saints, LA Rams, and Kansas City. Three teams actually we're going to discuss in this episode who defense the East team is not that great, but their offense makes up for what their defense can't do. These three teams can score on any defense in the NFL any way they want to. These three teams can do that. Let's start off with Kansas City real quick, and then I'm going to break down who I feel like these three are going to win the Super Bowl. Right now, if you want to get into the MVP race, Mahomes, if you look at his stats, are a walking 2018-2019 MVP. 3,628 passing yards after week 11. And then you have the Saints quarterback Drew Brees with 2,964. Then you have Jared Goff with 3,547. He's right behind Patrick Mahomes. Then you have with Patrick Mahomes, he has 37 TDs, possibly could break the single season record. Drew Brees has 25 TDs, and Jared Goff has 26 passing TDs. Now, if you go from a standpoint on the numbers and the stats, Patrick Mahomes' numbers are better than Drew Brees and Jared Goff. So right now, and you know they usually don't give it to a running back again. So right now, Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP of the league, hands down. But diving into these three quarterbacks, I still go with Drew Brees. For one, he's a veteran. He's experienced. And his team overall is better. Patrick Mahomes' ability to throw, to make plays for his team, even though he has those elusive players around him, with Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Conley, Watkins, his arm is what creates the opening as well as their ability to get open. So he's going to throw more. So if you look at it from a passing standpoint, Patrick Mahomes' throwing ability is going to get these guys open. He's going to throw more because Drew Brees can ground and pound. Drew Brees don't have to use his arm a lot because he got Ingram and Kamara. Yeah, Kamara is very versatile and can catch a lot of passes because right now Kamara has, and for the New Orleans Saints right now, he has 4 touchdown receptions to help out. But at the same time, he has 617 yards on the ground. 617 yards on the ground. He has a double dose with him and Ingram, giving the ground a pound. So Drew Brees doesn't have to throw the ball as much because they get the job done. Even though Kareem Hunt has 824 rushing yards. So it's a pretty diverse situation. Then you know with Gurley has over 1,000 yards rushing right now. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys here on what's on my mind. Todd Gurley, when you look at the LA Rams, you look at Todd Gurley is the offense of the LA Rams, which creates everything else for the wide open play action passes to Woods, Cooks. Those guys get wide open because of their ability or team's ability to try to find a way to stop Ty Gurley. You can't do the same for Kansas City. It's multiple players. So you can't just say, I'm going to go stop an individual player. Not going to work against Kansas City. Not going to work against the Saints. Because you got Michael Thomas, Ingram, Kamara, and then you got the assassin himself, Drew Brees. So I'm diving into these teams right now, and I'm going to tell you right now how I feel about each team. And right now, reception yards, Tyreek Hill is cooking everybody in the league who's in front of him with 1,106 yards. Boy. Michael Thomas has 1,042, which I feel like he's one of the best receivers in the league, if not the best, because people probably still say Antonio Brown. But his passing yards with that assassin at quarterback, Drew Brees, allows him to get open too, because Drew Brees has a great cadence, great audible. He can read defense as well. He could do a lot because he's an experienced vet to the game. Brandon Cooks is a deep threat. So, you know, with Ty Gurley being a running back that he is right now, MVP candidate, it allows Cooks to be open a lot. And he has 964 yards passing in the air right now. But the tail of the tape with these three teams, the QBR, most people probably say that Drew Brees has had throw that much, so that's why his QBR is high. His QBR is 87.7, Goff is 75.6, and Patrick Mahomes is 82.7. Patrick Mahomes has unique skill players. They play wide out, running back, whatever you want to say, for their team. So, yeah, they're going to get open against multiple defense. To me, with the three teams, New Orleans, L.A. Rams, Kansas City, I'm going with still the Saints. Because the Saints' defense right now in the NFL are 17th after week 11. The Rams are 29th. Kansas City is 32nd in the league. But that's my point. That offense for the Rams and Kansas City are so good, they can score any team, that their defense will allow points. The Rams' rush attack with Sue and, of course, big money Aaron Donald gets after quarterbacks. But the past few weeks, win or lose, they put up, they lost to the New Orleans Saints 45-35. They gave up 45 points. This week, they gave up 51, but they played against a defense that can't stop nobody, Kansas City, and end up putting up 54 points. It was a shootout, 51-54. I feel like the New Orleans Saints defense will do enough to beat both of these teams in the NFC Championship. Because then next time, if they will possibly play or be in the NFC Championship, the LA Rams and the Saints, then you got Kansas City in that AFC. But multiple people probably say that Patriots are always going to be around. And Pittsburgh. I don't think Pittsburgh can beat the Patriots no matter what, how good they play, because Bill Belichick got Pittsburgh in his back pocket. So if it's up to me right now, the team that will win the Super Bowl, I pick the Saints. But the NFL Power Index chances of winning the Super Bowl this year out of all 32 teams, 28.8% is the Saints, 22.1% is Kansas City, and 21.2% is the LA Rams. Neither one of these teams have a great defense, but they can score on any team. Now, seeing these three teams play against each other is always going to be a high-scoring game because both offenses, all three offenses, can score. Scoring bunches can score a lot against any defense. Kansas City got 51 points put on that defense. Kansas City got 54 points put on their defense last night against the Rams. And the Rams got 51 put on them. But these three teams, can't no other team stop these guys from scoring. I just don't see it. I don't see it. No other team out of the other 29 teams out of these 32 teams don't have nobody else that can stop them from scoring. So, when they, of course, when they play each other, they're going to have a high-scoring game. But if you put those three teams against anybody else, they're going to find a way. Because every team doesn't have the explosive offense that these three teams have. So, it's going to be some good days and some bad days. But they play against a team that doesn't have the offense they have. That offense will find a way to prevail to beat or defeat those teams. That's why Kansas City is 9-2. Rams are 10-1. And Drew Brees and the boys are 9-1 right now. But they have a buy-in. So we'll see, because the Rams haven't went on the bye. But they're going on the bye after this defeat, after they defeated Kansas City. So this is their week to have a bye. So everything else will kind of play out. But if you asking me, when I'm looking at these three teams right now, individually off of it, who's the better team? Regardless of the stats, the Saints are the better team because they have the dog in them. They have the will to win. They have Drew Brees. They have the best offensive line. People probably say the Rams do. But they have multiple weapons. They have multiple weapons, but they have enough to find a way to do what they need to do in the playoffs. They got robbed last year. I'm going to just be real. They got robbed. Number 23, that corner, I want to say Lattimore, cost them the Super Bowl last year because they could have beat the Eagles. Eagles would not be hosting the trophy right now because the Eagles could not beat the Saints. The Saints were a better matchup to the Eagles than Minnesota. I just knew that was just pure luck. They couldn't do that. I feel like they saying, look, you stole it last year. You're not going to steal it this year. And with Drew Brees as an experienced vet, with Sean Payton as an experienced vet, and right now as we speak, if they beat Atlanta Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, by the way, and they got a pretty easy schedule. Even though the Panthers are there, they play the Panthers 2 out of 3 weeks at the end of the season, but they still got Pittsburgh. That's the one that's kind of catchy and scary. But this is the one team I can understand all the three of these teams when stuff get rough. They'll find a way to will themselves to win. They can ground and pound. They can be behind. And they got Drew Brees. They can find a way to will them to a win. Because they can do multiple things. And I'm not saying Kansas City can't. Kansas City got a multitude of weapons. But their defense will give up so many points. The thing about their defense, they got playmakers on their defense, but they don't have a defense that you say, hey, I'm going to help Patrick Mahomes win. They had a few glimpses last night where you could say, like, oh, my God, this defense is coming along. Just a few. That was it. They might make it out of AFC if they get home field. But I don't know if they can beat the Saints or the Rams again in the Super Bowl. But if you look at the numbers on a regular season basis, Patrick Mahomes is the outright MVP of the league. In my conclusion, to what's on my mind, nobody in the NFL other than these three can stop each other. But the Saints have that experience and that elite quarterback, future Hall of Fame, with a defense that's getting better and better game after game, can find a way to slow the Rams or Kansas City down. Most people say can't nobody slow them down, but it ain't about slowing Kansas City down. It's about winning. The question is, can Kansas City defense slow anybody down? Can Kansas City defense, to me, slow down the Rams or the Saints? They probably do it to anybody else. Oh, you talking about playoffs. You talking about the Super Bowl in line if the Saints and Kansas City play against each other. That's what we're talking about here. Can the Kansas City Chiefs slow down the New Orleans Saints? In the Super Bowl, because that's the only time they'll play against each other. I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. But I'm going to tell you now, with no mistakes, barring injuries, right now here on Raw Mind Sports, what's in my mind? Drew Brees going to find whatever it takes to bring that trophy back to New Orleans. And Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff. Will be the future of the NFL, if not now. But it's still Drew Brees, the teacher, regardless of the stats. And Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes are the students. So Drew Brees is telling me, regardless of what he's doing, not putting up as many numbers. But if he has to, he will. He's going to say, I'm here teaching you boys. Your time is next. That's all I have for what's on my mind this week. Raw Mind Sports is on every podcast player, iTunes, Spotify, you name it, find it. Look at your phone. Look at the computer. You'll see Raw Mind Sports. You'll see this smile. You'll see whatever you need to see to listen to. It's on YouTube as well. And it's on Facebook and Instagram. We have some big news coming up in the next few weeks. Stay tuned as Raw Mind Sports grows. Thank you everybody who's watching this show. Have a good day, good night, good morning. And by the way, this show is getting done before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Matter of fact, I hope I get an invite. I love to eat. So please, invite me, Raw Mind Sports host, to your Thanksgiving. Other than that, you guys have a blessed day, blessed night. Bless more. See you soon.
Raw Mind, Raw Mind, Sports Show, Sports Show, Raw Mind, Raw Mind, Sports Show, Sports Show, Prime Time, let's go. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Swish, all next, go and put your bench. This ain't checkers, this is chess, what's your best move? Fun debates about the greats of live interviews. With a chosen few who did what they had to do. On the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine.